Welcome to the second podcast of Archer Radio. This is a special podcast tonight because it will be my 500th post on my blog. And as a special treat, I have a guest tonight. My guest is W, my boyfriend. W, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
That was quite a simple hello.
I'm a simple person.
He is a simple person, but he's really good looking.
It's all wigs and facelifts.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
Well, we actually have a big weekend planned this weekend. We're going to go down to visit my artist friend. I guess he's your artist friend, too, mm-hmm. now. Bob, who lives in Montrose, Virginia. And we're going to have a photo shoot tomorrow with one of the models that I worked with last weekend. And then I believe W and I might even be posing for Bob for some photos, but that has yet to be decided if that's going to happen. Then we're going to spend the night at a bed and breakfast in Montrose, called the Inn at Montrose. And just as a side note, I was talking to my friend Michael on the phone tonight. You're familiar with Michael.
Yeah.
He was surprised that I'm going to be staying at a bed and breakfast. He thinks that I am too sophisticated for a bed and breakfast. He thinks I need to have all the luxuries of a hotel. And I thought that was very interesting. Do you think I'm that way?
No, I think you're very down to earth.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So anyway, then on Sunday, after spending the night in the bed and breakfast, we're going to go to the Ingleside Vineyards.
Yes.
To check out their winery, maybe even buy a bottle or two of their wine, mm-hmm. just depending on what they're selling this weekend. So the weekend should be quite fun.
It should be fun.
Yes, I agree.
And in fact, we're enjoying a bottle of Virginia wine right now.
Yes, why don't you describe what the wine is?
I will describe the wine.
Since you selected it.
I actually picked the grapes.
Oh, that's right. You did pick the grapes.
I picked the grapes.
That's right.
And this is a bottle of Grey Ghost Chardonnay. It's a very, very small winery in Amosville. They're very nice people, and they make very good wines. Archer and I have enjoyed several bottles of their wine. And this particular Chardonnay was rated sixth in the country.
Sixth in the country, wow.
Yes, and I have to say, it's probably because I picked these Chardonnay grapes. I harvested at the vineyard last year, and so I think my hands caressing those Chardonnay grapes had something to do with their accolades.
I'm sure it did, because I know your hands are very talented.
Well, we can talk about my hands later on, but let's talk about the Chardonnay, why don't
okay.
we? As we're sipping and swirling, I'm actually swirling. And there's a very buttery, nutty character to this, which is probably why it wins so many awards.
That could be why.
There's also a hint of apple, and it's pairing very nicely with our almonds and apples.
Yes, and as we're drinking the wine, we have a plate of some nibbles. We've got some smoked ham, some honey ham, I should say, and some smoked turkey, some water crackers, some wheat bread, Swiss cheese. What kind of cheese is that? Cheddar cheese.
And some Jarlsberg.
Oh, well, that's the Swiss, isn't it? Yes. And a delicious, crisp Gala apple. I happen to really like those Gala apples. And then some almonds. And now, W is the one who introduced me to all these foods based on the taste of the wine, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The wine enhances the flavor of the foods as well as the food enhancing the flavor of the wine.
Yes.
And I've become quite an amateur wine taster, would you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, you're very good. And you might want to tell your listeners that this particular Chardonnay would go very well with what we learned last week. It would even go with some pasta dishes. It would go with salmon. It would grill chicken and pasta.
That's right. The lady at, what was the name of that winery? Pearmund told us that it would go. Was she the one who told us that?
No, the one at
Grey Ghost, because we went to Grey Ghost last weekend.
Oh, because you wanted to know about fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes. She told us that a Chardonnay would go with the fettuccine Alfredo, right?
But a very oaky Chardonnay would go with fettuccine.
Okay,
oaky. You need a lot of oak with that.
And my taste buds aren't I don't think that I enjoy the really oaky Chardonnay as much as W does.
Some people don't.
Some people don't. Yes. So, what's new in your life? Anything? While I nibble on some cheese while you're talking, you can tell us something about yourself. Because none of my listeners really know you. Besides what they read on my blog.
Well, that's true. And they've seen me without clothes on, I believe.
They definitely have seen you without clothes on. And for those of you who are new to the listening of my podcast, feel free to go to the photography section of my webpage and check out my boyfriend. He's nude.
Along with many other nude men.
Yes, that's true.
But I am wearing clothes now. And
well, for now.
Yes. Well, we have to talk about our... We did go to a very good restaurant here in your neck of the woods.
Yes, that's true. Last weekend.
Because some people think out here in Falls Church there's not much culture.
But there is.
And we've discovered a piece of culture not maybe 15 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
At a very good Italian restaurant called Il Lupo.
Il Lupo. That's right.
And perhaps you can tell the listeners what you had. I had veal marsala. And you had their homemade lasagna.
I did have their homemade lasagna, and it was delicious.
And we had an bottle of...
What was the wine? I don't remember the name of it. I know it was a red wine.
It was a red wine, and it was Dolcetto. I want to say it was a Barbaresco. So something very similar to a Barbaresco. In fact, we kept the label.
We did keep the label, but... We can't remember the kind of wine.
It was very similar to a Barbaresco, but it went very, very well with what we ate.
Oh, it did. And the thing is, we drank the whole bottle at dinner.
Well, you drove home.
Yeah, I did have to drive home. That's right. We actually had a Pinot Grigio with dinner.
Yes,
remember?
With salad, yes.
And I didn't finish my Pinot Grigio, but you finished mine.
Which is why you had to drive home.
Which is why I had to drive home, yeah. But I had no problem driving home.
That's right. And you look very handsome.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You did. You look very handsome. You had
Thank you.
Your new striped, you had a very hip striped shirt.
Vertical striped shirt. Because that's big girls, you know, we shouldn't wear horizontal stripes.
Well, you look very handsome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to talk about something else. I got a phone call today from my good blog friend Homer. And we talk about all kinds of stuff. Many of the things I certainly cannot talk about on the podcast because...
Well, we want to keep it PG rated.
Well, actually, no. You can make it as dirty as you like.
Okay. Like, talk dirty.
Because this is not FCC regulated, so we can say shit, fuck, damn if we want to. You can say all the dirty words, yeah.
I would never say fuck over the airwaves.
I just did. You just did. Anyway, I got a phone call from my good blogger friend, Homer, and I wish I could tell you what his address is. I think it's homer. I'll have to look it up. Hold on a second, I'll check it out.
We know he lives in Phoenix.
No, actually he lives in Tucson.
Close enough.
That is pretty close. Let's see. He's homersworld.blogspot.com. And I read his blog every day, and he gets tons of people checking him out, so feel free to check him out. Anyway, in the phone call, Homer was talking about where he was, because he was driving in his car, and he was telling me he was driving down the streets looking for these different archaeological digs, and of course he couldn't find them. But that was basically what he had to do, was just to find out whether they were there or not. Anyway, we get on all kinds of subjects, and two of them I really can't talk about, because they're really too personal, but... Homer's a little down right now, and I just wanted to give him, as they say in the young, hip world, what do they say? Give a shout-out to my friend Homer. I don't know what they say.
I'm not hip, and I'm not young.
Well, you're not old either.
I'm not hip.
Well, you're... Okay. Well, I think you are. In any case, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Homer. I know that's probably... For me, that's like the worst... thing to do because I know I'm not hip or anything, but anyway, Homer, if you listen to this, I'm thinking about you. So, anyway, now, Let's see.
Oh, wait, you want to know how unhip I am?
Yes, how unhip are you?
When I was in high school, do you know what this meant?
He's currently holding up his, what do you call this finger? The pointer finger and his pinky finger with the two center fingers bent down.
When I was in high school, this meant bullshit. This is like now a cool hip-hop thing.
I've never heard that before.
If you have both of these, you know, hands going like this. I'm from the South, so it could have been a hip thing for Southern white trash. But this meant bullshit.
What does it mean now?
I don't know, but I see all the kids doing this. Like, you know, it's like cool. And I keep thinking they're doing something obscene.
So you think you're not hip because you don't know what that means?
I'm just very outdated.
Oh, well, so am I.
Well, I tell you, my friend Michael was talking about go-go.
What's go-go?
He likes go-go. Well, it's like music.
Oh.
Current music, go-go.
Okay.
And I thought he was talking about Nancy Sinatra.
No.
The 60s, yes. No. And he's my age. But go-go is different than from the 60s.
Most definitely different from the 60s. Now, would it be anything like this?
Oh, I have no idea. No, that's just gay disco.
I think this is a cool song.
But it's not go-go.
No. But anyway.
Oh, wait, no, like I said, go-go to me is Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra. Now, see, in the future, I'll be able to actually put this music into it instead of having it to be recorded through the... ooh, he's pouring some wine. Could you pour me a little bit? Well, no, actually, I'm fine. I need to drink a little bit more. I really want to... Ooh, we're already at 11 minutes. So I just want... Let me talk about a few more things. First of all, there'll be no post on the blog on Saturday because I won't be in town. W and I will be probably shagging in the bed and breakfast.
But, and do you want to shag there?
You know, I don't know.
We are going to Jesus Country.
I know. And I told you that I was checking out a Christian bed and breakfast. And I said, no, absolutely not, because they probably wouldn't even let us check in together.
Probably we have to produce a marriage license or something.
Well, I don't even know if they'd accept that. But I did want to say that I did get a few comments on the blog about my first podcast. And let's see if I can find them here. Let's see, Peter, who didn't leave his email I belched. I didn't mean to do that on radio. I'm serious.
You should have some more wine.
I will admit it. But I did want to say that Peter, who didn't leave his email or homepage, says in his comment, please don't stop podcasting. It's a great enhancement to your blog. I thought that was nice. And then Homer, of course, left me comments about he wanted to be a guest on my podcast sometime. And absolutely, Homer, you can be a guest on my podcast sometime. I have to figure out how to, tap in the phone so that, you know, I can record our conversation. Also, Pau, or I don't know how to pronounce her name, P-U-A, she's a relatively regular reader.
Sounds like Hawaiian.
It is Hawaiian. Oh. She's Hawaiian. She's got a blog as well. It's called thehighpriestess.blogspot.com. And we comment on each other's blogs from time to time. And she says, wow, that's pretty cool, Archer. Although all this techno stuff makes me feel like a dinosaur. Oh, honey, you're not a dinosaur if you have already been doing the blog thing for a while. And then Bert also said that it was very cool. His blog is it's a big long .mac name. I can't, it's too long anyway. And then Lee from where's my blog dude.blogspot.com said he just listened to it and it sounds great. So it sounds like I'm getting a little bit of feedback from my podcast, and I think I will.
Fan mail,
you think? Uh-huh. So Jason from Jason Eats, I can't remember his address either, but he's on.
You'd better eat because I'm eating all the food.
I will, as soon as we stop this, but, which will be soon because I don't want this to go over 15 minutes. He sent me a nice email. Ooh, and we're getting close to 15 minutes. Shit.
You can say fuck.
I won't though. Anyway, we're now 15 minutes, and I really want to stop this. So I'd like to thank my guest W for being part of my blog or my podcast. I appreciate it, and he'll probably be a guest again sometime. Sure. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is there any words of wisdom you'd like to leave? Words of wisdom that you would like to leave for the listeners out there?
I'm not feeling any words of wisdom.
Or how about anything you'd just like to say?
Have a nice weekend.
that's very nice. And you have a nice weekend, too. Until our next podcast. Bye.